This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
All lanes of I-25 near Pueblo have reopened following a deadly train derailment. Governor Polis visited the site of the derailment Wednesday, saying he is working on getting more state and federal funding to make sure something like this doesn't happen again.
We feel that there are hundreds of millions of dollars that will likely come to Colorado over the next decade under the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act, specifically for rail, as long as we align our priorities correctly and do everything we can to pull down that money.
CDOT announced the reopening of northbound lanes yesterday afternoon. The highway expected to close, though, again in a few weeks when the railroad bridge over the interstate is replaced. Investigators still looking into Sunday's derailment, which was reportedly caused by a broken rail. A California truck driver lost his life after a semi was trapped in the wreckage. First responders were unable to reach him in time. And the Manitou Springs Police Department asking for the public's help to find a missing Louisiana man. Investigators say they found an abandoned vehicle in the city Wednesday. They believe the vehicle belongs to 23-year-old Corbin DeBout of Slidell, Louisiana. He was reportedly missing on October 10th. Police say that DeBout last seen walking on Pawnee Avenue, headed towards Red Mountain. Anyone who has information asked to contact 911. Two middle school students were taken to the hospital yesterday after reportedly vaping marijuana. District 11 says a total of 8 students complained of an elevated heart rate after vaping high-concentrated pot at Saban Middle School. The other 5 were treated at the scene. Sarah Walgenbach works for Diversus Health. She says that these kind of symptoms are common, especially when you're vaping such high concentrated marijuana.
One of the issues with vaping and the high concentration is that it delivers an extremely large amount of THC into your body very quickly. So you don't know how much you're getting.
She also explained the effects can be felt longer for people with smaller bodies. Reactions are highly subjective, meaning anyone can have any sort of reaction to the marijuana. Experts say now is a great time for parents to have an open conversation with their kids about drug usage and safety. The conditions of the 3 hospitalized students are not known at this time. One person is in the hospital following a stabbing yesterday morning. Springs police said a victim was stabbed at a home on Chick Hollow Drive near Circle and the MLK Bypass. They were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries that are not believed to be life-threatening. The suspect is in custody. Well, hours after a fatal wreck, 2 crashes were reported on Fillmore yesterday morning as well. A bus collided with a pickup truck, causing that bus to tip onto its side. Authorities said a second crash happened about an hour later. No other details on that one has been released. Nobody was seriously injured in either incident. The Hanover School District just signed a new transportation contract and cut ties with their entire bus staff. This was drawing controversy. One bus driver thinks he was fired in retaliation for criticizing district officials. The superintendent says the district has been acting in the best interest of their students. The district signing that contract with Student Transportation for America. The contract will last through the end of June, and they have a 90-day option to get out. Started service on Wednesday. Some community members are already not happy, but not as unhappy as the bus drivers who were let go, like Ron Howard.
We got our final checks. Monday, we got a phone call from the superintendent. That's how we were notified that we no longer have a job.
On the other side, some parents say multiple complaints were filed against the old bus drivers. The drivers say they were never given reasons for why they are fired. The district says they have reason. They just aren't sharing that information publicly. Dozens of Pikes Peak area residents are showing their support for Israel, holding a rally in Colorado Springs. The Stand With Israel rally took place yesterday at Acacia Park. The organizer of the event said that people need to remember that Hamas militants attacked Israel on October 7th, leading to more than 1,000 deaths. Pikes Peak State College planning to increase its educational support within the Hispanic and Latino student base here in the Colorado Springs area. KRDO's Josh Helmuth has details.
The college announced this week it'll team up with Peak Education for a 2-year pilot program that targets students in 5 local districts. The plan will offer concurrent education opportunities for at least 50 high school students, while also helping to mentor and support their academic progress. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
The head of the Colorado Springs Fire Department being recognized as Colorado's Fire Chief of the Year. Randy Royal picked for the award by the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control and the Colorado State Fire Chiefs during an event held this week in Keystone. Royal has been a member of the CSFD since 1987 and has served as the city's fire chief since 2021.
Another absolutely beautiful fall day here in southern Colorado. We'll see plenty of sunshine today, light winds, and a high of 82 degrees. Colorado Springs, 85 in Pueblo. We're cooler by about 10 degrees as we go into the day on Saturday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.